This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get me cranked just as I open the microphone.
Wow.
Drops this one on me. Wait till you hear this one, folks. 7 after the hour, R. McFadden here with Kay Kessler, Jay Horn, and D. Steffen, the Good Day program. So, McFadden has been around me too long. He knows just as I'm about to open my mouth, he drops something on me that was nothing to do with where I was going. But as soon as I heard it, I went into the zonk zone. You know what the zonk zone? Probably zonker zone. The Halloween. Now, I don't believe much in Halloween because I think that there are a lot of things that have happened over the years and just been nasty, stupid, whatever it is. But to have Halloween canceled because it will offend somebody, give me a break.
Yeah. And can I make a suggestion since Halloween is on a Friday this year?
Yeah.
Can it always be on Friday?
I know. Isn't that a good idea?
Wouldn't that be like the last Friday of the month?
Week? Yeah. Right.
Because you're getting these poor kids like that are just sugared out going to school the next day, and it's just not fun. Do it on Friday.
Well, if you have parents that are responsible, it would be okay. But, you know, that's not always the case. But this is more crazy because some people, All Hallows Eve, for those of you, I mean, most everybody knows this is formerly sort of a religious holiday. It was a pagan holiday. Then the religionists, sort of the Christian tradition took it over, and then it got sort of dropped back into the zero zone of religion, although there are certain things. What happens on Thursday? Thursday is sort of a religious, has a religious connection to it as well in the Christian tradition. I can't remember what it is. It's kind of like Maundy Thursday before Good Friday, but it's not. There's another, I don't know, it has something to do with souls being released, some gobbledygook. At any rate, this is a, oh my God. What in, is anything going to survive the politically correct movement? These people talk about bowel movements and politically correct movements. They ought to be in the same category. Flush them and move on. What in the who? Richie, where is this?
Newington, Connecticut, Hartford.
Yeah, it's a suburb of Hartford. Actually, that whole area around Hartford is very, wow, this is ethnic. A lot of Jewish people are in the suburbs of Hartford and Vera Farmington, Newington, that whole, it's sort of south and west of the city. But they're not, I don't, does anybody who's Jewish object to this? This is objections that are coming from Muslims? What is
well,
that?
No,
this
I
is another thing because it gets the headline.
I think it's got to be like Jehovah's Witnesses.
It's Jehovah's Witnesses, it's Orthodox Jews, and it's Muslims. But wait a minute. Nobody's really stepped forward to say, I'm offended. They're doing it because they could
be offended. Right.
Where is the decision? Is this they're not going to talk about it in schools, that sort of thing?
Board. It's a school board. They canceled all the remaining
I wonder if this is appropriate. Now, maybe I'm
going to
speak out of the other side of my mouth. I'm wondering if this is appropriate for school. What is educational about having a Halloween party at school?
It's fun. You know
okay,
what?
So have a party in your house.
It have to be heavy lifting. It could be fun. And it's the hardest.
There's a lot of not heavy lifting going on in schools. Have you seen the results of tests lately and where we rank in the international community in terms of education? I think we ought to be spending a lot more time on education, a lot less time on stuff
but you know what?
Like this.
Okay. There's a valid argument.
Thank you.
Okay.
But there's always an after.
Right.
But.
If we are going to spend the rest of our lives, we are a very diverse country here.
Yeah.
And if we're going to spend the rest of our lives worrying about who we might offend,
forget it.
Sounds like somebody was giving a party there.
I know. What was that?
No idea what that is.
Maybe Laura showed up early for work.
Are you by yourself? Is it haunted in there, Rich?
I thought it was. You guys keep talking. I'll be right back.
All right. So let's come back. Call the police.
Should we call the police?
Somebody call the police.
Forget.
The situation with the Canadian gunman. Last week, toward the end of the week, we were all talking about this gunman.
The coward that shot the soldier in the back?
Him, his name was Michael Zahef Bibeau.
Right.
He was, quote, driven by ideological and political motives. Made a video of himself, apparently. And this sort of laid claim to or understanding to the fact this guy was a whack job. But there are a lot of whack jobs in the world.
Well, who these groups like ISIS and these extremist groups are targeting. They're targeting people who are deviants, who don't feel like they have a place.
Well, they're misplaced. Exactly. They're misplaced.
Who have a criminal past or
misfit.
Drug problems.
Yep.
And it's like the lowest common denominator. They all of a sudden start talking to them and giving them a sense of belonging. I mean, really, from a marketing standpoint, quite genius, actually.
You mean for ISIS, for the purpose of ISIS, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Elite Army troops... Army Green Berets, American Army Green Beret troops, have disparaging remarks to say about the performance of Afghan Army troops. The disparaging remarks have to do with the way the Afghans are fighting, or not, apparently.
Like girls.
Well, it's the sort of same. I mean, I know some girls are pretty good fighters.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. I take it back. Right. They don't fight as well as the girls do.
No. So here's another... this is sort of cut out of the same page of the Iraqi soldiers. We trained the Iraqi soldiers. Remember that big deal? We spent how much money to train the Iraqi soldiers?
And they throw down their guns
and when the ISIS people show up, they throw their guns down and they run away.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like a bunch of girls. Okay, so now the Afghani soldiers apparently are doing the same thing, refusing to fight, hiding among trees and behind rocks when the Taliban is after them. The criticisms came to light in a story that was published in the Washington Times over the weekend, Richie.
And what's perfect about this is that all those guns that we gave these people that can't fight and defend themselves,
yeah,
guess
the
where that goes.
Yeah, they throw them down on the ground right away and the other guys pick them up.
Bring them up. Yep, exactly. Oh, my God, why are we doing
that's
all this?
That's why
stuff?
Expecting other people to fight the battle that we want to fight.
Oh, we shouldn't be over there. There's
ridiculous.
No battle. There's no battle to fight.
Oh,
we shouldn't be there.
It's ideal. It's not a state. It's an irregular war is what it is.
Well,
you're fighting somebody who wants to take out.
What do you
out.
Do with these ISIS people then? Let them take over the whole Middle East and become
that's
just...
That's what I'm saying. You have to go over there and get them.
You send Madam Secretary Tia Leone over there and get the CIA in. Why do you say it's an awful show? It's actually quite
well
written.
Oh, my gosh. Have you watched it? Like,
I watch it every Sunday. I like it.
Oh,
I think it's a good show. Anybody else watch it? I think
look
it's a good show.
How heavy it is when you take a shot at Tia Leone.
No, I just think
I
it's a good show.
I watched one episode, and that's all I can
So that's all it takes is one with you?
Yes,
I thought you
I
had a brain.
I watch every new show once, and if I don't like it, it doesn't catch my attention.
No, come on.
It's so boring. It was a snooze fest.
No, it was it's a good story. It's not everybody getting shot up. It's a good story. Duh. Okay.
Duh.
Well.
Let's see if it lasts. Let's see if it lasts one season.
But remember, I didn't say, I did not, Richie, Kenny, take note of this. I did not say, who cares? I did not.
You did not. Instead, you said, what are you, stupid?
Right.
So I can't decide which put down I like better from you, actually.
I don't think
what
I said.
Are you stupid
no,
or
no,
you care?
I didn't say, what are you stupid?
Yes, you did. Did you not hear that? You gave it one, I said, you gave it one episode, and you go, what are you, dumb or stupid?
No, I didn't say that.
No, you said, don't you have a brain?
Yes.
Oh, that's what it was.
Right.
There you go.
See, much better.
There's a big difference. Okay, a woman who was punched repeatedly by a California Highway Patrol.
By her co-host?
let's see, when are we going to lunch again? I'll be out there in a couple of weeks. When are you going? I'm going out. Megan's having a birthday. Is having a shower for Fred.
On the 9th, I think it is.
So I'll
That's
be there.
Great, for your birthday.
Fred the grandson. Fred the grandson. The unborn grandson.
Right, whose name isn't Fred. But because they won't tell me what his name is, I said, we just call him Fred.
Because they know you're going to blab it.
When Megan...
Right.
Even your daughter
Hashtag
knows you can't
loose
trust the whole secret. So Megan says, we're not telling you until the baby's born. Says, okay, we'll call him Fred. And Fred has stuck. Everybody's now calling this little baby. My daughter is, what is she?
Deadly?
7? No, it's not. She's not going to call him Dudley. 7 months in, right, to birthday. I mean, the C-section was scheduled for December 22nd. So that gives it to, what? That's 2 months.
They've already scheduled a C-section?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
why?
What they do. Because if you don't make it in time, then you get the C. It's the newest thing.
Right? Yeah, right. Yep.
It's
anyway,
bizarre.
I wouldn't buy that if I were her.
Well, but she doesn't want to have it. Her birthday is the 27th. Christmas is the 25th. They don't want to have it on either of those days. So they plan it for the 22nd. I have to actually check out that astrology on that day.
Make sure it's okay.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to spend a minute talking about this woman who was punched by the CHIPS officer.
Mm-hmm.
Incident was caught on film. Mm-hmm. $1.5 million she got.
She was a homeless woman that was wandering the freeway, right? Isn't that the one?
Her name is Marlene Pinnock, 51 years old. Let's see here. As part of the agreement, the officer who struck her will resign.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on paid leave since 2012. Good God. I don't see anything about her being homeless, but I seem to, in the back of my mind, remember that you said that before with this.
There was a lady, but you know what? I don't know if it was the same one. There was a lady who was walking the freeway, and she got punched by her.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not really sure.
But can you imagine, what if, here's my, and maybe I've hung out with you a little bit too much, Doug, because I smell a conspiracy here. What if you make a deal with the police officer, and be like, okay, I want you to hit the bejeez out of me. Okay, and then we'll sue the city, and I'll cut you in on the deal, because you're going to be out of a job. So, you know,
how about that?
There you go.
No way.
Well, except this guy is going to be facing criminal charges and he could be going to prison.
18 after the hour on Good Day.
Can our pets get Ebola? Here are the facts. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the news surrounding the Ebola outbreak, it's sometimes hard to separate fact from fiction. Dr. Ron DeHaven, CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, is here to set the record straight.
The chance of a dog or a cat being exposed to the Ebola virus in the United States is extremely low, just as the risk is extremely low for people in the U.S. There have actually been no reports of dogs or cats getting sick from Ebola.
Doctor, should we be worried?
This particular situation, as it is in the United States, is reason for caution and concern, but certainly not a reason for panic. We have appropriate measures in place, and the incidence in a couple of people does not put the population at large at risk. So it's time to be cautious, but no time for panic.
For more information about Ebola and keeping pets safe, visit avma.org/Ebola.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 7676 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 7676.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. Whereas bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those today.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stand by for some noise.
Yes.
Lots of noise. Our one-hit wonder contest group was around during this week in 1984 with the number one song, Around and Round.
Out on the street, that's where we meet. You make the night, I always cross the line.
Crank it up, Dudley. Now, Rizzy.
Turn this one up.
I'm taking my headsets off.
Oh, nice and loud.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine people just waking up listening to this, thinking, what in the world's coming out of their radio?
Get up, get your blood moving, start rolling.
Hi, this is our one-hit wonder song of the day today. I'll have to call Bob and speak to him about his choices.
I'm stuck. Here we go. Ready?
Where's Frank Sinatra?
Wasn't a one-hit wonder, sir.
That's true.
These guys know how to do a one-hit wonder.
Maybe there's a reason there was only one hit for them, Richie.
What a big hit.
Big hit. If you know who this is, group is...
If you wore tight satin pants and had big teased hair back in 1985...
You're all set.
You just may know who this is.
888-302-3684 to win our CD of One Hit Wonders. That's the prize for you identifying the artist doing Round and Round. Hollywood heavy metal band topped the charts during this week in 1984. Again, if you tell us the name of the One Hit Wonder band, you dial 888-302-3684. Actually, they got together for the first time in 1971. They were called Firedome at that time. The music video, Richie, for this featured comedian Milton Berle dressed in his Uncle Milty drag character. Their sound influenced by Van Halen and Aerosmith. You can certainly hear that here. Round and Round is from an album called Out of the Cellar, which was certified platinum, and a later album, Reach for the Sky, also certified platinum. So it was in two different albums. They disbanded in the 90s, but apparently they still like each other. They occasionally tour together and record once in a while, but they have not come up with the second top single. Thus, they are the one-hit wonder focus of the Good Day program right now. Look at all these people who've got this
beat. Yeah, Reggie.
That's, I told you it was a big song. They had one other hit, but it obviously never got into the top 10 or even the top 20. I think it's called Wanted Man.
All right, let's see. I'm in a generous mood today. Let's see what happens here. I start with Brian. Brian, where are you?
Live Oak, Florida.
You're where in Florida?
Live Oak.
Live Oak. Have I ever spoken to you before?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Did you win before?
No.
Oh.
All right. Okay, he can hang on.
Yeah, he can hang. All right.
Yeah, he can.
All right, hold on just a second. Don't go away. Don't go away. Don't go away. All right, Margaret, where are you?
Defiance, Ohio.
You're in Defiance. Have I ever spoken to you before?
Briefly.
Really?
Just when you first came on the air in Defiance.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm glad to know that you're still there. Yeah, that's very good. All right, hold on. Don't go away. Let's see here. Mike, where are you?
Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Chambersburg. What's going on there today?
Very little.
No, listen, that's okay. You got this going for you. Have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
All right, hold on a minute. Let's see here. What about Jerry, where are you?
Anchorage, Alaska.
Anchorage. Have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
All right. So let's see if we can make a round robin here.
Oh, hold on a minute. You know what?
Why?
Yeah, let's do this real quick. Hold on. I'm going to put it on Jerry.
Can you put everybody on together?
No, I'm going to ask Margaret. Margaret, in 1985, were you a big fan of this band?
Yeah, I was a big rock and roll fan. I remember this hit real well.
Did you have the teased up hair?
Not I, no.
No. Okay. You didn't have the big 80s rock hair.
Bummer.
All right, Margaret, what's the name of this group?
Rat.
All right, hold on. Just saying, don't go away. Mike, name of the group?
Rat.
All right, hold on a second. Jerry, name of the group? Well, everybody knows that because they were listening.
Maybe.
All right, Jerry. Where'd Jerry go?
I'm right here. It's
Rat. Right, okay.
Circle
hold on
gets there. Square.
One more. Brian, you agree? Everybody on the same page?
Yes.
All right, give them all, Richie, all four of them. Give them the One Hit Wonder CD.
Look at you, Jackie. He's going to call
you Santa. After on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dancing with your pet, don't think I'm crazy. Listen, dancing to music is both calming and invigorating. It's also wonderful exercise since the body is kept in constant motion, bobbing, turning, ducking, leaping. Studies have shown that animals react well to music. It triggers their interest and works on all their senses. My own experience indicates that a lot of owners already dance around with their pets, so go ahead and do it. Music also makes exercise seem like fun. The beat of the music can really get the dog or the cat up and walking around the house and dancing alongside mom and pop. You know, the number one problem that veterinarians see nowadays is obesity, both in dogs and cats. Getting them up and moving is really critical. Now, you can't always run around the block, you can't always jog with your dog, but everyone can spend 5 or 10 minutes a day, turn on whatever type of music you like, whether it be country or rock or even classical, and just watch your pet start dancing with you. He'll run around you, he'll get excited. It's good for you, it's good for your pet, it's good for your relationship, I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit. Didn't we delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Channel One, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, providing an alternative, a backup, a forward-thinking group of people. It consists of Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden,
Hello.
Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. We are here to work you through a lot of the things that are going on today. What is the latest? Here's what you need to know. Let me try to give you a couple of quickies just so that you'll feel better or not. U.S. health officials today begin monitoring passengers arriving from the West African nations that have Ebola. Only took them 3 weeks to get this done. Right on top of it.
We're gonna monitor people starting in 3 weeks. Really?
Right.
What is that about?
We won't know how to monitor them for another 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. White House trying to stem the movement toward mandatory quarantine policies. Just another. You want to play, Richie, just for the heck of it, go back to that Saturday Night Live overview of the administration that was kind of funny.
I think it was the first cut, as a matter of fact, cut 2703. Maybe this puts it all into perspective.
It's Obama telling you it's really not as bad as you think.
Whoever's playing Obama on SNL.
As you know, just 2 days ago, another American, this time a doctor in New York, was diagnosed with Ebola. Now, some people want to criticize the way our administration has handled this crisis. And it's true, we made a few mistakes early on. But I assure you, it was nowhere near as bad as how we handled the ISIS situation. I mean, our various Secret Service mishaps, or the scandals of the IRS and the NSA. And I don't know if you guys remember, but the Obamacare website had some pretty serious problems too. In fact, if you look at all the stuff that's happened my second term, this whole Ebola thing is probably one of my greatest accomplishments.
Maybe we'll leave it at that. 10,000 people, latest numbers infected with Ebola. Half of them or more, pretty close to half of them, have died. So, all right. This is determined not to let this overrun and overrule what it is that we are doing here. A week and a day from the election. Next Tuesday, midterm elections. A lot of governor's races are up. Let's see here. And I'm looking at some of the poll information, Richie. 11 contests are within 4 points one way or the other. How does a governor's party affect how you vote? Versus for Congress, for example, it appears the Republicans are going to win fairly handily in most places, except where Mitch McConnell is concerned. But the Republicans pretty much take over the Senate, so they have the Senate and the House and balance off, try to keep Obama from making any more major mistakes and getting the hell out in the end of a couple of years. But you look, I wonder how you decide. Richie, I'll start with you. When you're voting, but you have governor in Maryland, in Virginia, you got 2 years ago your governor was elected.
No, we're coming up. It's Mark Warner.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's the family, everybody knows the family name. He's not going to have much trouble being reelected, is he?
Ed Gillespie's running against him. And
Why do I know that name?
Yeah, I do know that.
He used to be a lobbyist. And the big thing they're pinning back on him was that he was a lobbyist for Enron.
Mm.
So that's what they're trying to nail him with.
Is he a Republican or a Democrat?
Mark Warner's a Democrat, so Gillespie's the Republican.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's not being influenced. Nobody looks at Warner and says, Obama, do they? He's the same as Obama, because that's what the various senatorial and congressional races.
No, they're not trying to pin that on him as much as they could.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's see. Kenny, Californian, no race. Yeah, there's a race in California. Yeah. Nobody knows who the Republican is.
I do. You want me to tell you about him? I just met him a week ago.
Really? You're going to vote for him?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Neil Kashkari. He doesn't have a shot in hockey sticks to win because he's running against Jerry Brown, who I swear if he, and I'm not trying to wish him any harm, but if he keeled over right now, I think he would still win. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. There are a lot of people who have won. Now, that's the folly of politics. There was a guy named, I'm remembering his name now, who was in jail. He got elected to Congress in Ohio when I was there, and there have been people who have been dead who got assessed. City Council in Chicago is famous for electing dead people. It's happened in Boston as well. So
the interesting thing about Neil Kashkari is that he's only 43. He's a young guy, and he's Hindu, which is that makes a big difference, but it's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. But he's used over half of his own wealth. He spent I think he's worth
$4
million.
Where do you make his money?
He worked for the Treasury Department, and I don't know.
Breaking people off? What? How do you?
But he's using over half of his wealth to run against Jerry Brown, and he's done a lot of interesting to watch his campaign. Because he's done a lot of stuff where he's gone undercover as a homeless guy. He's doing all these stunts to try to get some attention. And I don't think he's bad. For California, he's very socially liberal but more fiscally conservative. Kind of fits.
California fits, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
Doug, it was James Traficant, remember?
Traficant, right. He just died a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, remember, didn't he try to run his campaign from his prison
from jail. Yeah, right. He did,
yeah.
And he had a bouffant hair. I remember interviewing the guy.
Big crazy hair.
Oh, yeah.
He was crazy. He was in here a couple of times. That guy was nuts, man.
Nuts, craziness.
Funny, but nuts.
Yeah.
You know how I said the other day how most people don't know, don't care who's running?
Yeah.
I was at the local grocery store
He had a microphone.
Oh, you said you were from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Do you know who Jerry Brown is?
No, but these two older women in front of me were talking about all the robocalls, and one of them mentioned Jerry Brown, and the other one said, oh, he's the governor. He's always the governor.
Uh-huh.
And the other one said, no, that he's not. And she said, well, he's always been the governor as long as I've been here.
Uh-huh.
So they have no idea.
No.
Yeah.
Don't even remember Schwarzenegger.
Nope.
Oh, my. Well, let's see what happened here. Brazil's president was reelected, so the markets be a little volatile there today. A very acrimonious campaign in Brazil. You know, over the last couple of months, I think I've talked about this once or twice, we have some students who are involved in various programs at various colleges around. Northeastern and Babson come to mind, Bentley as well, have sent teams of students to my farm to study how the farm is working in suburbia, a dairy farm in suburbia. How does the store work? And various other things about, you know, how do you take care of your energy needs, and very penetrating, thoughtful things. And I've made this place sort of an incubator. I'm all about wanting people to learn. I set this up as a teaching facility, and that's why I'm excited to have these kids come. There have been three different classes from Bentley, Babson, and Northeastern. We had the class from Northeastern here yesterday. Do you think there's one American in any of these classes? Not one. Not one. The kids that were
came off the farm yesterday.
Well, the reason I brought it up is because there was a Brazilian kid there yesterday who comes from a family farm in Brazil. There was a Russian. There was an Indian. There was a Pakistani. And there was an Egyptian. And all these kids are here in Boston at Northeastern. And they're in a master's program, and they're studying energy, and they were interested in methane, they were interested in how I run the lights and all that. It was, you know, it was just, I spent an hour or so with them. It was very probing and penetrating and refreshing to have the questions and solutions to various problems. The fellow, the Russian kid, says to me, are you going to be offended if we offer you suggestions on how to fix things?
No, free labor? Are you kidding?
Will you pay for them?
Help yourself. I'll take anything for free.
And these are all kids in their mid to late 20s, too. I mean, these are mature students. So I just, it bothers me to no end to see these students. I'm happy to have them here and to help out, but there wasn't one American kid among all of these programs. Not one.
By the way,
yeah,
you have to take a few seconds and go look at the new president of Brazil.
Yeah?
Her name is Dilma Rousseff.
She's not the new president. Oh, no. She was reelected.
Reelected, yeah.
Yeah.
She looks just like the Heat Miser from the Christmas cartoon.
Really?
Exactly like the Heat Miser.
Uruguay, their president. See, these countries, by the way, are all smart. They have their election over the weekend. Duh. What do we learn from that? Voters in the Ukraine this weekend.
Yeah, that the is one thing we need to implement. You're talking about
stupid.
That. Saturday voting.
Stupid.
Absolutely.
Pro-Western parties appeared to win by an overwhelming majority in parliament in Ukraine over the weekend. So they've transformed the government there.
Would it drive the news, the cable news industry, bats if we decided to have elections that lasted from Friday night until Sunday night?
Oh, they would go. Their ears.
The polls opened Friday at noon Eastern time, yeah, and went until Sunday at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It would drive the news cable, it'd drive them crazy.
Mm-hmm. Also, elections in Toronto today. Doug Ford replaced his brother Rob Ford because he got bad cancer on the ballot. He's a contender in the race to become mayor of the largest city, Toronto, largest city in Canada. So they're having their voting there today.
That's the best that they can pull up for Canadian mayors. Canada will be a part of America in the next 10 years.
Well, I told you that's originally, I think I had a 50-year plan. It may take a little more than 50 years, but Canada and America and Mexico will all be one someday. All right, so let's see here. Last night, Good Wife was pretty good. Jennifer
is going to give us some television news. She doesn't like Madam Secretary, but she does like Good Wife was good.
I don't watch The Good Wife either.
Yeah, that's a good show.
I hear it's a good show.
Yeah, it is. All right, so TV report up next here on Good Day.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is a report by Honda. Shopping for a new SUV? You're not alone. The small SUV and crossover segment is one of the fastest growing car segments, making up 12.1% of all new car sales. This is an increase from 11.2% in 2011 and a jump from 2007 when it only made up 6.7% of the market. So you may want to hear who Motor Trend just announced as its 2015 Sport Utility Vehicle of the Year. Editor-in-Chief Edward Lowe.
The 2015 Honda CR-V impressed our judges with its extensive list of delightful design and thoughtful engineering improvements. Our editors were especially impressed by Honda's responsive and efficient continuously variable transmission and sophisticated safety system, particularly the smart and seamlessly integrated lane-keeping assist system. Efficient, practical, and a joy to drive, the 2015 Honda CR-V does virtually everything well.
Motor Trend bases its decision off of six criteria, including advancement in design, efficiency, engineering excellence, performance of intended function, safety, and value. For more, visit MotorTrend.com.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit.
Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples. Make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
All right, Jennifer.
Dougie.
So let's see here. What can I do to upstage you?
Oh, gosh. Go ahead. Have your chance.
I'm just looking at, did you know the story about the Bewitched? This is Chuck Curry, our movie man, loves the word reboot.
It's a reboot.
Reboot. NBC is going to do a reboot of Bewitched. New show will follow Samantha's granddaughter. What do you think of that? Did you? You're,
I think
you
it'll
loved.
Be fun.
Didn't you love?
I loved Bewitched. Yeah, I loved watching the reruns of Bewitched. And you know, it depends. Some of these, it depends on how they do it. You know, sometimes they try to make it so hip and edgy. I think if they actually use the topic of the show, it would fit into the TV landscape really well right now with Once Upon a Time and a lot of the sci-fi stuff. I think it would work if they kind of stay true to the premise of the old show.
Uh-huh. Okay, what do you have? I have a couple more, but I'll let you finish your stuff first.
Well, should we talk about the first axing of the season?
You axing, first cancellation.
You want to ask me about it?
Yeah, I'll ask you about the first cancellation,
please. You
want
to ask me about it? All right, so ABC has canceled the romantic comedy Manhattan Love Story, which I watched one episode, as I do. It was horrible, horrible, horrible.
How do this stuff make it to the screen? How do these people
well,
get on?
You know,
on
and that's the
show?
Thing. Last season, ABC had some great shows like Trophy Wife, and they canceled them to make room for what is just a bunch of ugh. I don't know. It was Anna Lee Tipton, who was on America's Next Top Model, and Jake McDormand. They starred in the show, and it was just really boring. It had a 0.7 rating in the 18 to 49 demographic, so that's the first official cancellation of the season. More episodes of Selfie will replace it in the meantime. Dynasty star Jeff Robertson says he's glad to be alive after suffering a seizure last weekend. According to TMZ, the Duck Dynasty star was in a stand hunting with friends when the seizure took place. He was then immediately taken to the hospital. hospital. He's the youngest of the boys, and he's on the show quite often. He's still in the hospital undergoing further tests. Now, big news over at Showtime. They're dumping a ton of cash into their series now. After three seasons on Homeland, Damian Lewis is heading back over to the network. He's joining Paul Giamatti in what's called Billions, where the two actors will play dueling leads. I love Paul Giamatti. I think he's very underrated. He's great. Billions is set in the world of Wall Street, where U.S. Attorney Chuck Rhodes, who Paul Giamatti will play, and hedge fund mastermind, played by Damian Lewis, will butt heads while billions of dollars are on the line. So there you go. They'll start shooting next year. Good news for TV viewers. I like to tell you what shows are picked up so that you can actually commit to them fully. If you're a fan of The CW, The Flash, and the show Jane the Virgin, both got full season orders. They've got pretty good ratings for CW. They picked up 6.1 million viewers, which CW Network is great.
Greg Berlanti from The Flash is developing an Archie comic show for Fox. Did you see that?
Oh, cool. Tell me about it.
Let's see here. Arrow and The Flash, executive producer Greg Berlanti, has sold Riverdale, a drama based on the characters from Archie Comics, to Fox. The series will explore the famous love triangle between Archie, Betty, and Veronica. Oh, my God. Really?
You know they're going to make it. They're going to make it inappropriate, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a menage a trois. Right? How do you do that on television? You can do it on HBO.
Oh, you can do it now. I mean, the networks are pretty, it's pretty easy to get around.
ABC's considering Phantom of the Opera as a television show?
That's pretty cool. I like that.
You think
that.
So?
Dark and creepy, sort of.
Hey,
and Pitbull's hosting the American Music Awards.
Pitbull? Who's Pitbull?
He's the...
Why are you laughing? I don't know.
He's a singer slash rapper kind of guy. Yeah, November 23rd, American Music Awards on ABC.
Really?
I didn't think you thought there would be a dog hosting the show.
I think I'll be absent that day.
He did it last year and got killer ratings, so they brought him back.
There you go. Everybody got a different cup of tea. 51 after the hour.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Now 53 after. of the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with us, who is a big supporter because he's a cardiologist of a product called Heart Factors Plus. And it's pretty much all you need to know about the product. It's all about getting more blood to your heart, to your blood going to your brain, your blood going to your muscles. This is a terrific product. Number one supplement on this program, and you can get it by dialing 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus. Get it, use it, feel the difference. 800-577-8560. We all need stronger hearts and better blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Joining us now on Good Day is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the medical experts on the program. He and I share a couple of hours together with you every weekend, the Good Day Health Weekend Update, with lots of live calls, questions, emails. Dr. Ken updates us on the latest medical news. Are you agreeing with the president that we need to be cautiously optimistic about the fight against Ebola?
I think that we are not doing what we need to be doing.
What are we supposed to be doing?
We should have we shouldn't be importing anybody from this area.
Right, yeah. No, don't let them come at all into the country.
Absolutely not. We should have a new CDC head. He blew it.
Yeah.
You know, he let nurses get sick. He
let nurses come in. Those nurses are getting Nurse Vinson and
you
Nurse.
See, what I'm concerned about, I'm not so much concerned that people are going to get Ebola. I'm concerned that if we have more cases in America, it's going to overwhelm the healthcare services.
Right.
Look what we know already. One single patient closed down the emergency department of a major hospital, one of five in Dallas. Mm-hmm. So as we see, by December, they're expecting that the numbers are going to be 10,000 new cases a week. If we don't have a travel ban from that area, we're going to have more cases. And guarantee the next single case that comes from Western Africa to America, there definitely will be a travel ban. So why not get ahead of it?
Well, because they're politics all the time. And
sadly.
Yeah, 9,900 plus confirmed cases, almost 5,000 deaths in these areas.
10,000 they admit to. They think probably 15,000 cases and about 5,000 deaths already. It has a fatality rate of 60-70%.
All travelers coming to the country will be actively monitored for 21 days. What does that mean? How do you monitor somebody? Is
it's
the police
question.
Come to your door and take your temperature? What do they do?
These are not the people who work in the airport. Are they doctors? How can they diagnose? Even the emergency room doctor had a problem diagnosing this disease. Do you really trust them to diagnose these people at the airport?
This is folly. All right. Good news about beer or for beer drinkers, right?
Absolutely. This is out of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. Beer guzzling guys, though, can increase their chances of becoming a father if they drink a couple of beers each day. But downing a few cups of coffee each day cut a guy's chance of making a baby.
I'm telling you, man, they should have just come to me for all of these.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I could have told them that years ago.
That beer was good for babies?
Absolutely. Go to any bar. You see lots of babies getting ready to be made.
It doubles the chances of a man becoming a father, but caffeine can harm sperm.
Really?
Oh.
All right. Let's fix your hair. Your hair is harmed because your pores in your scalp are all plugged up. Product called Provia that will cleanse your scalp and get the hair to grow back again, Ken.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're all growing older every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore, not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place. His part of aging gracefully. He wrote us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about the hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair is promised." Of course, Pervia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now, for all of your activities, Pervia has a great sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
The number to call is 800-543-5817. That's the one number to call to order Pervia, cleanse the pores in your scalp, and have your own hair start growing back. The follicles are under your scalp. They just have a place to go, and they will when you cleanse the pores with Pervia. 800-543-5817. Mention Dr. Ken, and they'll send you the super concentrator Pervia. 800-543-5817 for your hair.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.